Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Q2 FY24 Result Conference Call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhirendra Tiwari from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you to Q2 FY24 Post Result Conference Call of Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited. I am glad to have with us today Mr. K. Srinivasan, Managing Director, and Mr. Suhas Kolhatkar, CFO of the company. Now I invite Mr. Srinivasan to give his initial remarks, and then we can start the floor for Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Srinivasan.
Good evening to you, sir, and good evening to all of you. Let me first request my colleague, Sukendra Shah, to read out the disclaimer, and then I'll go ahead with the call.
Thank you, sir. Good evening to all. The discussion on the operating performance of the company may contain statements relating to future business development and economic performance that could constitute forward-looking statements. While these forward-looking statements represent the company's judgments and future expectations, a number of factors could cause actual developments and results to differ materially from expectations. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly revise any forward-looking statement to reflect future events or circumstances. Further, investors are requested to exercise their own judgment in assessing various risks associated with the company and also the effectiveness of the measures being taken by the company in tackling them, as indicated during the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Jitendra. Once again, good evening to all of you. Let me start by wishing you all a very happy Dussehra and a Diwali going forward. So the result for the Q2 is concerned, H1 for the financial year F24 was one with many initiatives and with modest results, and we are aware of it, and we will try and explain how this will be taken forward. The poor clearances for the existing QE package orders, the lower export orders from Middle East, and the general delay in the execution cycles all contributed to a lower sales than the last year. However, the order finalization in H1 was over 850 crores. This is 65% higher than H1 of last year. This gives us clear visibility of orders for execution in H2, and we still expect to deliver reasonable double-digit growth for the year. Sales for the quarter were at 282 crores as compared to 295 crores of the previous year. This was down by about 13 crores compared to Q2 of F23. H1 sales at 524 crores was lower by 40 crores compared to H1 of last year. The profit before tax for Q2 was 26.8 crores compared to 35.8 crores of Q2 F23. Coming from lower sales and the one-time workmen dispute settlement cost of about 4 crores. So largely this is in line with what we normally get. Export sales at 38 crores in H1, previous year 86, was significantly lower. And this corresponding period last year, this is about 47 crores, and this really makes the difference between H1 of this year and the previous year. We expect overall export to be lower for the current year compared to 177 crores of last year. Domestic sales growth is expected to drive overall sales growth for the year. Order inflow at an all-time high of 850 crores in the first 6 months across air, refrigeration and gas compressors bode well for the execution in the next half. Overall order bank at the end of H1 at 1,450 crores is significantly higher than at the beginning of the year, which is about 1,150. This will clearly help us going forward. Capex spend so far, including capital work in progress, is about 28 crores. This includes the coating and fabrication facility at Nagpur, which is inaugurated on 26 September. This will help us to have cost competitive value chain with added advantage of quick execution. The working capital has from 110 to 23 were 238 crores compared to the opening working capital of 256 crores at the beginning of the year. Cash flows continue to remain strong and help us in our accelerated execution going forward. Overall cash generation from the operation was close to 88 crores. This speaks of the robustness of our business model. Let us now discuss the results of by product line. Air compressor business continued to grow steadily, with the school compressor sales actually catching up for the first time with the reciprocating compressor business. This is a good sign because this is a relatively newer product line and this is picking up faster. We have started seeing good pickup in the order for the Tektaplikoka range of centrifugal compressors. This is being the only fully made in India centrifugal compressor in the market, offers the lowest lifetime cost of ownership. We expect this to be a star product group going forward, driving growth. Reciprocating compressor packages of carbon dioxide and air separation also continues to see strong growth. In the refrigeration compressor system, sales for the reciprocating ammonia refrigerant compressors for cold chains and ice plants continues to grow. We remain a dominant player in this. However, scaling up of the KNA2 compressors has been rather slow with long trial cycles. We hope to see some traction in H2. We have received several orders for the refrigeration packages from the petrochemical and fertilizer plants in Q2. The Government of India's intent to phase out urea imports by 2025 has accelerated setting up of several ammonia terminals and tanks. KPCL remains the preferred choice for supplying refrigeration systems for this application, and we have won quite a few orders in this space. Process gas filtration system. There has been a general shift with more and more gas compression system orders being released as a comprehensive EPC order. Several local mid-sized players have been bagging these orders. We are now in discussion with them to execute the gas compression packages for them. This has delayed the order finalization as well as put additional pressure on the margins plus the time it takes to execute these orders. The sustainability of this way of execution is remains to be seen how far this will go. We have taken a couple of orders from the more organized of these EPCs. Clearances for installing CNG packages were a serious issue. However, things seem to be getting better with more clearances for September and as we speak for October as well. With the stabilization of LNG imports and prices, we expect the CNG package installations to pick up in H2. However, we believe a significant portion of this would come from the Kalana booster compressor packages and not the CNG packages. O&M service business continues to be normal and the payments from this are also getting better. Outlook for H2 F24. The various wars have seriously impacted the global economy and caused a general slowdown. Since we are vertically integrated to a very large extent, we are not seriously impacted both in terms of cost as well as availability of inputs. Also, our exports are not a significant part of our total sales plan for the year, and we seem to be relatively isolated and insulated from this war impact. The impact for our business is expected to be minimal. The demand in the domestic market remains buoyant, largely driven by government capex. However, the execution challenges in terms of delay and procedural complexities persist. This impacts predictable sales quarter on quarter. The softening of the LNG prices and the acceleration in their domestic fertilizer production gives us a clear visibility of orders for both refrigeration and CNG gas packages in the next 4 quarters. The strong growth in order intake in H1 gives us the confidence that we will deliver double-digit growth in the current fiscal. We remain committed for our aspirational target of growing to be a 2000 crore company in 2 years, and we earnestly believe that in spite of the poorer first 2 quarters, we would do well in H2 and come to our aspiration target quickly. I would now request Suhas to take us forward with the financial details. Suhas?
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. I hope you were able to go through the results which we posted on the Bombay Stock Exchange as well as the National Stock Exchange website yesterday after conclusion of the board meeting. For your benefit, we have also uploaded a presentation on the results on our company's website. I hope you must have gone through that. However, those who have not been able to go through it, let me quickly summarize the quarter 2 and H1 performance of FY24. Sales of quarter 2 FY24 were higher compared to quarter 1 sales. of the current year. At 182 crore, it registered a growth of about 16% compared to quarter one sales of rupees 242 crore. Compared to the quarter two of FY23, sales were lower by 13 crore, essentially due to the drop in export business in the current quarter, which was at 26 crore only compared to 43 crore in quarter two of the FY23. CNG business remained muted in the current quarter. The H1 FY24 sales were lower at 524 compared to 567 crore of H1 FY23, more or less by the same amount of export sales difference of 43 crore. Other income for the quarter 2 FY24 was about 4.2 crore, which more or less remained at the same level of Q2 of FY23, though lower than 5.7 crore of fourth quarter. Material cost for quarter 2 of FY24 was 54.1% compared to 55.6% in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. For H1 FY24, material cost improved to 52.8% against 56.3% of H1 FY23. Mix of project and product remained at about 50-50. Orders dropped and this brought down the overall material cost. We expect material cost to remain more or less at this level should the product mix remain the same. ERE, you must have observed, was higher at rupees 44 crores in quarter 2 compared to rupees 41 crores in quarter 1 of the CY and 35 crores of quarter 2 of CY. Liberal increments and promotions were given to all the deserving employees during the year, apart from matching the salaries to the current industry level. Further, the quarter 2 cost includes about 4 crores paid to settlement of pending labor dispute arising from termination of 117 employees in the year 2018. H1 cost of FY24 therefore is at rupees 86 crores compared to 72 crores in the corresponding period of FY23. Out of the 13 crores, 4 crores are attributable to the one-time settlement of the pending labor dispute and 9 crores are the normal increments that we gave in the first half of the current fiscal. There is no interest cost relating to any borrowing either in Q2 or H1 as the company is a debt-free company. At this juncture, I would also like to state that the company has a net cash and cash equivalent position of about 230 crores. As on 1st October 23, previous year it was about 160 crores. You will observe that during the past 1 year, the company incurred capex of about 60 crores on talking from 1st October to the 30th September of the current year and paid dividend of over 36 crores. Depreciation is in line with the previous year and additions to assets. Other expenses are mix of fixed and variable costs. There is no significant variation in the level of expenditure during the current quarter compared to previous quarter, except that in quarter 2, expenses on CSR were incurred apart from some machinery maintenance costs. EBITDA was marginally lower at 12.5% in quarter 2 compared to 13% in quarter 1. For H1 of FY24, EBITDA is also marginally lower by 0.2% and it stood at 12.7% compared to 12.9% in the last year. PBT of rupees 26.8 crores for quarter 2 showed improvement over quarter 1 PBT of 23.5 crores and remained at about 9.5% equal to Q1 PBT even after absorbing higher employee expense and other costs. This means that the improvements in the margins have helped us to retain the levels of PBT at about 9.5%. PBT for H1 was however lower due to these costs and drop in sales by about 46%. Consequently, PAT also rose in quarter 2 in comparison with quarter 1. FY24 PAT showed a marginal decline of 0.5%. Company issued about 20,000 equity shares in quarter 2, aggregating to 40,200 shares in H1 under its employee stock option program. Consequently, paid up share capital increased to 12.94 crores compared to 12.90 crores at the beginning of the year. Basic EPS improved to 3.12 in quarter 2 against 2.77 in quarter 1. With over 90% of the revenue coming from compressor segment, it remains the only reportable segment. The segment profitability in quarter 2 improved to 18.1% compared to 16.5% in quarter 1. Similarly, segment profitability for H1 of FY24 also improved to 17.3% as against 16.5% of H1 FY23. you would recall that more or less our segment profitability from compression segment was around 18%. Order booking during the quarter 2 was close to 410 crores, taking H1 order booking to 860 crores. As a result, company has an order board or order book as 1,450 crores as on 4th of October 2023. Previous year it was barely 1,200 crores. Advances from customers consequently also increased to 100 crores plus compared to 63 crores at the beginning of the year. Capital employed in the compression segment was brought down by 44 crores and was about 261 crores compared to 304 crores at the beginning of the year. This speaks well about the working capital management of the company. As indicated earlier, during the quarter, the business from projects and products were more or less similar at about 50%. So before I conclude, I would like to extend my warm greetings to all the participants for coming festive season of Dussehra and Diwali. We will now take the questions from the audience. Over to you, the moderator.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Angad Katarje from Monarch Network. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. My first question is related to the order book. Can you please throw some light on the order book details? How much is due this year and how much will be due next year? And the split of the order book, that will be helpful.
Yeah. Well, we have an order board of close to 1,450 crores plus, and about 600 crores plus would be the orders executable in the next year. This would be there for execution in the current half or the next half.
Okay. One question is related to the RR range of air compressors. Could you throw some light on the end use cases, specifications, scope of market size, etc.? Thank you.
The RR range of air compressors are primarily targeted for off-the-shelf compressor selling. These are general compressors which can be used for anything from a power tool to a pin boost to a sharp air, etc. And these are generally bought by off-the-shelf by customers today, mostly MSMEs. And they're going to be in a very limited power requirement between 722 and 37 kilowatts, fixed range, no specials, but smart machines. They would be easy to use, easy to install, easy to maintain, and extremely competitively priced.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of The next question is from the line of Rohit Ohri from Progressive Shares. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, I really love the line from the analyst in the meeting where you said you only have the final pressure to apply. So we have a little bit of pressure right now. Hopefully, handle it well. And I have two questions with our fallback in the queue. The first question is related to the market and expectations for the orders and the opportunities from Industry 4.0, which is related to the new products that is Siemens two compressors, Karana booster, and that's Industry 4.0. Sir, do you see that there will be more products which are in pipeline, or do you think that there are more catalyst products which can come forward? And are you looking at patenting these products or these technologies?
Yeah, so thank you for the appreciation of our tagline. The CMS tools were the first of its kind made in India for refrigeration applications. They compete against imported tools from Japan and Europe.
we probably underestimated the time that it takes to complete it as packages, get them to be used by customers, and large scale conversion happens. Because the end customer still doesn't buy these tools. Only the OEs buy this. They eventually have to package it and put it up at customer price. And the customer only sees the final outcome. So this price is very limited. So if you are traditionally used to getting something from an OE supplier, which is with a Japanese tool, you would still say, okay, get David, don't get you anything else. So we quite honestly underestimated the resistance that we would face in terms of scaling up. But having said it, I would also say that this is now moving, and it has taken time. It's been a very shallow S-curve, a lot of effort, getting little results, but now it's moving. It's probably hitting a tipping point, hopefully in H2, and then we will see the volumes picking up. The test actually took a range at cross the tipping point. We had a month when we booked 7 center compressor orders. The market size is about anywhere between 300 to 500 of these compressors a year. So you expect that we will start seeing volumes coming in H2. Executions will scale up gradually. It will go to H2 and to the next year.
Okay. So my second question is related to the tension, probably related to the MENA region. The past we had passed some order from Turkey, where we are trying to work for some focus in Iceland for them. So if you can share some more details on the progress, the schedule for the same, and if you can share the order size, and have run some more orders at the same time. Thank you.
With Turkey, we have got orders for what we call as the ammonia compressors. These are compressors used for the cold chain and ice plants. Thankfully, they are not big projects. And they have been supplied, and they have been subsequently resold to the end users through the OEs, etc. And there is a certain level of, let's say, acceptance, which is far better than what we would have expected. It will gradually pick up. As you know, with the conditions of market as it is today, we are not very aggressively pushing or supporting any of these sales at this moment, but we will gradually push this. So we are not immediately impacted. They were not major project kind of a thing. They were equipment sales, and it did well. We expect it also to scale up going forward.
Sorry, that's my question. Related to your opportunities, and probably some work which is done in Philippines, if you can discuss that. Thank you.
We have done very little work per se, except for the ammonia compressor, which is the ice plant in cold chain. Philippines is largely driven by fishery market, and we have had our compressors installed there. We are still not got there with the Kionis tool, but most of what we have sold there are ammonia compressors. We have been participating in the cold chain shows, etc. And it's scaling up. It's a relatively smaller market for us, but it's scaling up.
Okay, so thank you for answering my question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amar Kedia from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question relates to the dairy EV policy that came up earlier this week. And on the back of that, there are concerns that CNG as a category to be intended for public transport and for the aggregators will get hampered. Would that mean that the overall rollout of CBD infra would also get delayed, and in turn demand for your applications in that space gets impacted?
I don't know whether we are talking about the same thing, but what I did read and what we are being told is that there is an additional emphasis on having more of public transport being shifted to CNG packages or to any other renewable. So they want to still go around taking out the diesel as far as possible. The change that is happening, and this has happened over the last couple of quarters, is that the availability of CNG being low and the price being high, the difference between CNG and diesel being very low, new vehicles are not coming into the market, be it four-wheelers or otherwise. Even that is changed, because I think over a period of the last couple of quarters, more LNG terminals and LNG availability has increased the availability of gas, both for fertilizer as well as for city gas distribution. In fact, you have recently seen the 12th round of allotment. They are still talking of getting it up to 8 to 12%. So CNG's use is still stated to go up. You would have seen a recent article saying that the number of installation would go from 5,000 to 10,000 with the completion of the 12th round. So this is still part of the government's plan to increase use of gas in the energy basket. That stays, it's not changed.
Right. Perhaps, I think what you are referring to is at an all-India level. But I was talking more specifically about the Delhi plan, which very specifically mentioned that by 2030, all aggregators will have to move, that 100% of the aggregators will have to move to EVs only. So, in terms of perspective in that market, I think the fear is that gradually this could wrap up to some of the other major cities in the country.
Not so far, I haven't had any kind of feedback to that extent, but we will go through it again.
So the second question that I had was on the export opportunity. So what we have seen is that in the last 1.5 years, in the Middle East and specifically in Saudi Arabia, as well as in the Arab opportunities in Qatar, their compression packages related orders have come up in a big way. We have seen some really large orders. LNTC, for example, has also taken up some really large orders in this area. Would that, by any chance, be an opportunity for you? And historically, maybe you can also take a step back and explain how do these orders come up? Do they come from LNT to you, or is it definitely coming from the customer?
Yeah, so the order booking across Middle East for gas compression systems has been very good in the last 2 to 3 years. In fact, last year, the 177 crores of export we did had almost about 150 crores going into the Middle East. Most of it was gas compression packages. One of it was a refrigeration package. But primarily, all of them addressing the gas business. Here we have not got any of those big orders, we got a lot of smaller ones. The way the thing works is, there is an end customer, then there is a consultant, and then there are several EPC contractors, but the main EPC contractor who gets most of the gas-related business gets the compression package as well. He in turn orders it on people like us who do the package for him. We work with the consultant to get qualified, we have to be acceptable in the approved list of the customer, and then the EPC contractor will take quotes from us and several others and then finalize it. This is how the whole thing works. We were expecting far more finalization during the last year. There are several over 400 odd crores worth of packages that we have quoted. Unfortunately, many of them did not get finalized. Plus and minus. Now, if somebody has been finalized and then if they get delayed, then they end up with trouble, which is likely to happen in this quarter. So, we don't have any big orders for execution in the gas packages at the moment from the Middle East. But we are still in discussion on several packages from the Middle East, and most of it would be with EPC contractors, including the large one that you mentioned with LNG. They are also looking for things. And these discussions go on and they are finally decided by the customer. By the EPC contractor, not the customer.
So, just continuing with that, LNT winning these packages today, what kind of a timeline could one expect for that to convert to orders, because it is an opportunity for you? So would it be, let's say, at least a year or two of that? So that is one. Second is that, so for this year, it's very clear that exports will decline, but on this, given that you're not bidding for, you do not have some large orders on the export right now, how could one look at next year from an export opportunity perspective?
Yeah, so the first thing is, the orders take anywhere between 12 to 16 months for us to execute. If you take the example of LNT, they would have taken those orders for execution over 3 to 4 years. And then they would have to finalize the various package suppliers, be it the compression package, be it so many other things. And each of them would take anywhere between 12 to 18 months to complete. So we are not there yet with any of these big packages. Several of them are in the preliminary discussion. So as we speak, large packages for exports for next year we do not have, which means most of next year's sales will also be domestic, because we have some fairly good number of large orders for domestic. You must keep in mind that India is the happening place today for our large packages, particularly that I mentioned on the fertilizer sector, etc. So we are going to be quite busy with domestic market next year. And this is actually a nice place to be in with whatever is happening around the world.
Okay, thank you.
So, thanks
for that. I'll come back in the
queue for more questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yunus Tuta from Villa MS. Thanks. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, please.
Yeah, a couple of questions, sir. So, you know, while execution has sort of lagged expectations, but we've won order increase. The order wins seem to be pretty strong. If you can help us understand which segment of the market seems to be driving this order inflow, and whether it is still gas compression led.
Yeah, so first thing I'm going to say is that yes, our execution has not been to our expectation, your expectation and to our plan as well. But what we must also point out is the operating efficiency, be it material cost to sales, be it working capital intensity of business, be it tax generation, they were all clearly well within our planned parameters. So that was the nice thing for the company. So I would only say that, look, we didn't plan, but if you look at the elevation, the mountain that we planned, I think we did quite a bit of planning in the first quarter or first 2 quarters. We have quite a bit of orders that we have picked up, and these are good orders, and they're domestic orders, they're executable orders. And all the three sectors, we have picked up orders in the air compression business, largely coming out of the new businesses, centrifugals and others. We have picked up decent orders in the gas compression businesses, packages for execution in India. And we have picked up some very good orders in the refrigeration packages, primarily focusing on ammonia. So we have picked up in all the three buckets, driven by government capex spend. This I must keep saying, it is largely driven by government capex spend.
Understood. And the CGD kind of business that is sort of lagging execution would form what part of our order book? As of now, so out of the 1450 roughly would account for what?
The orders on hand would be anywhere up to 80 odd crores, but we have to do a lot more. But to give you an idea how fast this business has changed, and I think you would have been reading as much, from a 6% growth in this line, it has come down to 2.5%, and this includes gas uses in domestic as well as in fertilizer. So really there has been a tremendous slowdown in the new gas connections and CNG stations in the last year. And that's impacted us, and it's been going on for almost a year and a half. At the peak, we did well about 220 odd packages a year. We went down to 158, and now this year we're likely to be even lower than that. So really there has been a significant degrowth in the CNG package installations for the last 3 years. But, and this is exactly the opposite of what the government has been putting out in terms of new allocations, etc. But what we did and did ahead of time, or at least on time, has been to get the booster compressor business running. This year, we ended up probably doing anywhere about 120 to 150 booster compressors. That's a good thing, because that in a way allows us to catch up on whatever we would miss in the CNG package. And that's been a good thing for us.
But that would come at the cost of margin, sir?
It would come at the cost of unit price being significantly lower, also the margins being marginally lower.
Understood. So my second question was on one of the previous questions that highlighted that there is significant CapEx happening on the gas side in the Middle East. This from a clarity perspective, do we need to get pre-qualified with Aramco, or we are already part of that select PQ list of Aramco?
We are in not approved or in the qualified list with Aramco, but we are qualified list with several of the EPC packages who work with Aramco. So they would get qualified, and you have to then work through them to do a sub package.
Okay. So, so the pre-qualification is more from the EPC / OEM side and not as much as from our
The determining factor would eventually be the EPC guy's ability to carry us along with him.
Understood.
But we are, in a way, very bookable and acceptable with all the major EPC suppliers in Middle East because there are several large packages executed in the last 18 months, and they have been extremely well received and accepted. So there is what is called as what eventually everybody looks at is a PTR, proven track record, and that is there for them to see.
And in the last call that you mentioned that there are export opportunities, though may not immediately, but upwards of about 800 crores that were visible, and some of them will probably flow through only in FY25. Progress on that, is that happening on time, or that's also getting pushed out?
We are in discussion with all of these things. One or two have been deferred as we speak, we know for sure. Couple of projects with doctors and bearing, etc., have been deferred. But there are a couple of new ones that have also come up with ADNOC and others. So we'd like to see how this moves. There are a significant number of proposals that are being discussed.
And lastly, if you can update us with the first half sales, because if the gas compression, like particularly the CPDC compression, has seen some slowdown, there would be a change in our sales mix. So, really appreciate if you give us a more updated sales mix on the first half sales. That's my final question. Thank you.
So, sales
mix
would be more or less in line with what we were talking about. So 30% came from refrigeration compressors, about 45% came from gas compression system, about 18-20% came from air compression. So that has not changed significantly. So the number of the CNG compressors still has come down. There are other gas systems which have gone up in the CNG business. The rest business also has been good. Both in terms of bare thrust compressors as well as the packages. So that has been good.
Understood. Thank you, sir, and all the best for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mihir Manohar from Kalyan Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving the opportunity. Sorry, I got dropped off earlier. There was some record issue. Sir, lastly, wanted to understand the order book split that you shared. How is it split of your own pure products and project part of the piece? And what is the execution timeline across products and projects? Wanted to get an understanding around that. And the second question was on the fact that, still for this year, we are looking at double digit kind of a number, which looks, from last year, it looks quite high. Even for one is, we were looking at 7% kind of a growth. Versus -5% which has been there for 1H. What really went wrong, on 1H part of the piece, given the fact that we just had a call in July itself, the last call. So I just wanted to get an understanding around that. And the third question was on the unallocable expenses. Now, when you see unallocable expenses, that is 19 crores, so does the 4 crore settlement take over there, or how to see that 4 crore number? Does it sit in the unallocable expenses? Just wanted to understand this.
So what I'll do is I'll answer the why we did poorly in H1, and then I'll ask Suhas to explain regarding this 19th unallocable expenses. Now, as far as H1 is concerned, if we had just shipped out two packages, which would have been roughly about 60 crores to two of my customers there, we have more or less done it in October, I would have been about 4-5% higher than what we are today. I mean, last year's number, which means cover the 7% fall and be still higher than about 4%. The lumpiness of the business means that if just two packages slip, you go beyond number. So this is one thing that remains as a challenge to this business, that there are some packages and products that just execution cycle changes, it's sort of 1 month and then you're behind on the number. Now, the only way this gets muted is when you have more of equipment sales. Then you have more of CNG packages which go regularly, then you have more of equipment sales, more of CNGs, more of air compressors, then it is far more evened out and gives you a certain amount of level playing in terms of the whole quarter that you do. When we catch it, of course, we will catch it. You will see what the change in what the trajectory of our business changes from Q3 and then it will definitely accelerate in Q4. So that's the way it is going to be. I know the ask rate is very high. But we will try and get to very near the kind of growth that we have been asking for the quarter. Let's do the Q3 and then we'll talk of a much clearer number. Then as far as the unallocated expenses, I'll have to ask you that.
Yeah, Samir, I would take you back to what I talked about other expenses as well. You know, it is a mix of fixed and variable costs. So certain elements like packing charges, etc., also go and sit in that other unallocable. Sorry, my apologies. This is unallocable expenses which are not of taking. So, yes, the yearly settlement cost of 4 crores is very much there in that. And secondly, the CSR expenditure which was expected to be, which is required to be incurred for the year, majority of the cost we have done it in the first part, so that has also gone up in this quarter. The similar rise we will not see in the subsequent quarters and will be roughly back to our old level.
So, what is the value of CSR which is there in this quarter?
About 1.2 crores.
Understood. And just one last question on the CGD part. In what in your view will start revival of CGD CGD and CGD rollout?
This is a tough question because, like you said, we do not expect the CNG package, which is connected to the grid line, to pick up very significantly because that has got a lot of infrastructure that has to be built. The fifth thing that is likely to happen is people will all try and meet their objectives or meet their commitment by installing more of booster compressors, which is what we are also planning, and that will be something here and now. But as we talk to a lot of these CGD people who have worked various tenders they have won, they are all now believing that it will go through a phase of consolidation. There are quite a few smaller companies that have won several areas and they would not be able to install, they have not made efforts, and they would probably sell their businesses to the larger ones. So this will go through a phase of consolidation before it will scale up, very similar to what is happening in the network business. But this is going to take at least another 6 months to a year and a half. In the meanwhile, there will be a low capex driven distribution which is really going for the booster compressor. This is what we think is going to happen and we are planning ourselves for that.
That's it for me.
Thank you. I request participants to restrict your questions to per participant. The next question is from the line of Aditya Kheda from Ingrid Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and for the opportunity. So the annual report talks about the volume capacity, that is CNG packages at 350, refrigeration compressors at 3000 and air compressors at 2000. So can you talk about what this number would be in FY23, how many compressors or packages we would have made? And the second question is in terms of CNG packages, how do you see the addressable market growing in terms of number of packages over the course of medium to long term going ahead with the new D12 award is also out? So how should we think about the number of packages scaling in terms of the addressable opportunity?
To answer, I'm not too sure I understood the numbers, but I'll tell you the total number of compressors we are likely to make across all put together would be around 3,000. And we have been around this number for the last 3 years. It goes up and down depending on the kind of compressors, but it's around 3,000. We are setting up capacity within our system which will allow us to go anywhere up to 5,000 compressors. Now, that is the capacity that is available, but at the moment, we are using probably about 3,000 out of it. So that's as far as the numbers are concerned. It's a mix for air, refrigeration, and gas compressors all combined is what we're talking about here. As far as the CNG numbers, I'm going to request Suhas to give you a color on what we can think of and the opportunities in CNG, because I think the PNRB 12 has come out, they talk of an overall number of 5,000 going up to 10,000 installations in the next 3 to 5 years.
8 years. So that mostly, you know, that will come from our booster compressors, Kalana series, because if you look at the 12 round allocation, it is mostly addressing the northeast area of India and Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh.
So that is where the GAIL pipeline is not available, and one would use the booster compressor to fill the gas from the gasket. On so far numbers are concerned, that's why you see a very large number there, because India did say that about 5,006 from the current level of 5,600, it would take the total number of stations to about 10,000. So that's the overall numbers that we're talking about.
Got it. So in terms of packages, how should we think of the compressors for package, or for example, if we did J21 packages last year, clearly if you are talking about 5,000 more compressors, so how will the package be moved?
5,000 compressors will come in 8 years. It's not going to be in 1 year or so, because like earlier rounds of CGD distribution, this would also have a schedule of installation.
And so, in the top of demand which we would have over the course of the next 8 to 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Got it. That's it.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jared from Janet Mark Merchants Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Sir, I wanted to ask, do we have any customers for the biogas compressors? And if you can talk about the market as it's developing right now and the competitive scenario, and some more about the products and the size of the projects which are coming up. We are reading a lot about this.
Yeah. So biogas seems to be a happening thing, and as you see, we have picked up quite a few orders. It was one or two in the last quarter, but I think in the last few weeks we have picked up more than 7 or 8. There are two ways by which this biogas is made. It doesn't depend on the bio source, but it could either go through what is called as a wet scrubbing biogas, or it will go through a pen cell, which is really through a molecular sieve or a membrane filtration system. If it goes through the pen cell, it is then a very low pressure gas, so then we have, which is what is becoming more popular, not the scrubbed one. We have a package of compressors for both these processes. The water scrubbed ones are a little more expensive, very few are setting that up. We have installations for that as well. So we have a set of compressors for both the processes. We expect them to scale up going forward. The announced Government of India program is 5,000 biogas plants, but we are looking at, even if it is 150 or 200 a year, we are quite happy to supply this. To give you an idea of price, if you go through the PEM route, it would be roughly about, a package would be roughly about 2 crores. If it is from the water scrub, it would be about 1.5 crores plus.
And sir, a related question, is there any spare and services or any income in this, like the PNG package, PNG station?
In both the cases, we can compress the gas up to 250 bar. It is still 95% methane. It can be piped into any of the CNG pipelines. But most likely, since the bio sources are all likely not to be so near any existing pipeline, they may just fill cascade. They may fill the cascade and ship it around. Cascades have been anyway filled at 250 bar. So our compressors are capable of either pumping it into a pipeline, in which case you don't have to pump it to 250 bar. You just have to pump it to at least 30, 40 bar and then you can directly put it into the pipeline. But this is less likely in most locations, so they would still pump it up to 250 bar, put it into cascades and take it around. So we have solutions for both, but we believe most of it will go into cascades.
Okay, and the competition, sir? That's the last part of the question.
There are competition in everything, and there are for this as well. But a comprehensive solution that can be provided domestically at a cost-effective price, I think we would win.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Shah from MK Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you so much for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, I just actually had one quick clarification. At the beginning of your comments, you mentioned about doing reasonable double-digit revenue growth in this fiscal. Actually, in the previous few earnings calls, you've been talking about 20% plus kind of revenue growth. So just want to understand that, has there been some kind of revision in the guidance after the kind of first half that has gone past?
Yes, I think you hit it on the head. We were very confident that you would definitely do 20 and above, and I think we have moderated it down, saying that, look, we are likely to be lower than that, not 20. So that's the reason why we're saying double digit plus. So let's take one more quarter before we give a more aggressive diagram.
All right, fair enough. And so just one other clarification. Out of the 1450 odd crores of order books, 600 crores only would be executable next year, right? Balance year.
Yeah, 850 is doable in this year, subject to all the guys taking it. Our challenge is not being so much of our ability to execute as much as the project being available to be commissioned. So we have to ship it to the location and they have to be available, and that's been the challenge.
Alright, and of this 1450 crores, what proportion would be export related orders?
Very, very little, I think less than 40-50 crores.
Less than 40-50 crores. Alright, good. Thank you so much, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Suraj Navandal from PitchBeatSigmar. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Can you give some margin guidance given that our export is not going to be as high as we had expected earlier? Also, our revenue growth will be lower than what we had expected. So, what kind of margin target is there also for the next year if you can guide?
Yes, we have been talking about the margin from the comparison segment, nothing less than about 18%. And we have demonstrated that year on year whether exports or no exports. Because export market last year, as we talked about in the first quarter of exports, were not so great with on the margin. Even in the second half of that, in the last fiscal. So 18% margin is something that we had targeted for the comparison segment. And that would, and we are hopeful that, we are quite confident rather that we will achieve it. Last full year's margin was also 18%. This quarter we have achieved 18.1% and we are at about 17.3-17.4% for the first half. So as the sales grow up, it would be better than the current margin of 17.3%. And we hopefully cost 18% as well.
Yes, and also our target was to get our company level margins to the same as product level margins. So any guidance on that?
Sorry, come again?
We were targeting to bring our company level margins, which we are doing around 11-12%, 18% product level margins.
Right. So as we have talked about in the past, that we have two, one bad element, I would say, which is that absorbing the cost in the form of a road dealer. We are in the process of monetizing that, and let's see if that comes into reality in the current quarter, which we are looking at. Once that goes, we will substantially analyzable expenditure would get eliminated, and we should see the improvement in margin. Plus the new, what I can say, forging plan that we have commissioned will start getting the margins improved in the other segments, including compression segment, and the overall margins could then go closer to 18% in coming year. It can't happen in 1 year for sure, but it will happen. Our direction is getting it towards 18% that for the company.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you so much for taking my question.
Hello. Yeah, please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the evening. So most of my questions are answered. So I'm relatively new to the company, so I just had one basic question. So as you said, your package delay could shift a lot of our revenue. So in case we just keep our, if keep the compressor ready and then we'll not be able to ship it, so the revenue gets postponed to the next quarter. But our costs are already been incurred. So will that give us a profitable, that should give us a margin accretion? Is that right understanding?
Marginally, some extent, yes. The fixed cost would get booked anyway on the time scale. The variable cost will go as per the same. So if the revenue is shifted, the variable cost also will get shifted to the subsequent period. But the fixed cost, which remains more or less same, would have a larger base in the subsequent year to absorb or to post a better margin.
Okay, sir. And so what, sir, you mentioned about our 60
crore. So just to answer your question differently, our fixed costs are say X and we have done 525 odd crore in the current, in the fourth half. And we are hoping to cross more than 800 crores since the achievable order is there, order board is there for the second half. Obviously, on the same fixed cost, our margins will be better.
Correct. And so the order that you said we got delayed in September, we've already done it in October. The around 60 crores that you are speaking about.
That's gone in the month of October.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ashish Gupta from Free Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to ask your guidance in terms of the next 3 to 5 years. What could be our aspirational growth target, sir? And what would be the key growth drivers from a macro perspective, if you could help with that?
Yeah, I think it's a good question because I still do a lot of work with the capital goods sector. So let me tell you that this sector would see, in spite of all that you hear around the world, it will see tremendous growth. And the reason why this sector will see growth in spite of what's happening around us, this is largely going to be dependent on domestic growth. The capital goods sector itself is today about half and half. Half is domestically made, half is imported. You will find an increasingly higher percentage of activity being done locally, and that will ensure that there is a growth irrespective of the global economy. So this is the first important thing that you should expect in this sector. This is going to be driven by multiple levels. The larger project-driven growth will happen by big capex spend, but also there is going to be the mid-size and lower level companies where you will see growth coming from industries which are primarily with MSMEs who feed into these utilities and regular requirements of companies, be it an auto component, be it for other things, and they all need compressors and other things. So that sector also will continue to grow in a steady pace. We believe the next 3 to 4 years will see an accelerated growth for the entire capital sector, and we are in one of those nice sweet spots where we can and we can aspire to grow consistently double digit plus year on year for the next 3 to 5 years without any kind of a hiccup. Don't judge us by the first 2 quarters, we will come back.
Yes, thank you so much, sir. That's it, I am. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhavan Shah, Alfred Advisors. Please go ahead. Sir, so my question is on the gas price. I think in the last call we mentioned that we are looking to get gas packages plus the same amount of interest for FY24. So what will be the number, revised number?
We are not very clear about what the government is going to force it on, but I think the numbers eventually will catch up. I think I mentioned in another context, the CBD company will go through a phase of consolidation, and with that there will be an acceleration in implementation of all these gas projects. And it will come back, because the overall guidance is saying that 12% of the energy basket must shift to gas would remain. So I think they may have an added thing in both of hydrogen, which is 18% hydrogen being added to the natural gas. But eventually the gas pipeline has to come, and I think that guidance will not change. It will remain.
No, but for FY24, I think how many gas packages we did, and also I think before, for the full year, I think you will be packaging 120 to 150.
Correct.
Right, so the per Bhutra revenue is roughly 30 lakhs, so this is roughly 40 crore kind of revenue from the Bhutra side. And how many
gas packages
we did for the first half?
Roughly about 50 odd.
So, are we in the current order book, I mean, what is the order book for the gas packages at this moment in the...
We have roughly about 80 odd crores of order. So, what I keep saying is, yes, the numbers will be more or less in line with what we expect for the year, but the values are going to be significantly lower, because a significant part of it will be end up as booster. But look at it from the government's point of view, they would have said that they want X number of coverage, and they will get that. They would have been covered by boosters rather than the CNG packages.
Okay, so
first
package
is, and one package is roughly 1.2 crore. Motor we paid roughly 50
odd crore revenue
in the first half, right? Yeah, about. Yeah, and this 80 odd crore order backlog from the gas package will be executed in the second half itself, or?
Yes, all of them
will go in
the second half.
Okay, so roughly
1.2,
1.3 odd crore from
the gas package. In fact, it could be little more, because, you know, the order flow can start, generally starts in the second half. And the cycle is very, the execution cycle is very small.
Okay.
So it will need a long execution time for the gas compression package to come get supplied.
Okay.
Our problem in the first half was that we were ready with the packages, but there were no clearances from the CGD companies which they had already ordered.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So, roughly, I think, let's assume that gas packages would be 140 crore booster, so roughly 190 crore from both of these two, and the export business would do roughly 70 crore this year.
Yeah, I can, I mean, you can do the calculations for the gas, export business could be about 70 crores.
Okay. And is there anything else apart from this three in the gas compressor side?
We have a gas system packages that we supply, and there are very large inquiries in the pipelines and the finalization from ONGC.
Okay. And how much revenue we did for that particular gas businesses in the first half?
I think we just talked about, we did about 45% from of our total business from the gas business. So your calculation was, you are talking about 50 odd crores from the CNG, rest is from the gas packages.
Okay, okay, okay. Right, right. So roughly 150 odd crores is from gas packages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, fine. Like, we can do roughly 520, 560, 860 crores in gas business. And in terms of the air compressor and the red gas, how is the order book segregation between these two, and what is the execution cycle?
I think on the execution cycle, you mentioned that packages go anywhere between 8 months to 16 months. The large packages what we have now taken are all up to 12 to 14 months plus. And the equipment you can do anywhere between 3 to 4 months. So I think they will remain. And I think we must go through more of these breakup quarter by quarter, because the general guidance still remains about 40-45% is on gas business, 30% on refrigeration, and about 20% on the air compressor business. I think the split keeps moving quarter on quarter, and it could not be very accurate to say this is what will happen.
So for the first half, I mean, what is the YOY growth?
Just one question.
The next question is from the line of Dhiman Shah from ITI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Dhiman.
Yeah, hi Mr. Kolhatkar.
Hi, hi. How are you?
All the best. You would be retiring, so...
Yeah, I'll be superannuating on end of this, this calendar year.
Yeah, yeah, sir. Just one, rather two questions. First question would be, by construct now, do you see as things pan out today, what would be the product to project kind of division as we move forward? So would it be two-third, one-third kind of construct?
So, you know, I mentioned 50-50 roughly.
But this was expected as we get the sanctuary and the screw, and so this was supposed to go down. So,
see, if you recall, we were always higher in the package, close to about 60%. And less in power. With the sanctuary going up, with other compressors going up, with refrigeration compressors going up, it is definitely the share of the packages has come down, our projects has come down from 60% to about 50%.
Yeah, but in ensuing quarters, will this settle, I'll say next year around same time, can this settle at 60-40 kind of?
See, it all depends upon what the booking takes place, how the ONGC orders get finalized, which are the major orders in the pipeline, and the execution time. So you can't necessarily judge it from the order book that you have, but it all depends upon how the spread of the order book is for the execution.
Correct, correct. Okay.
So maybe we can update you quarter on quarter.
Sure, sure.
And I'll tell my successor to do that for you.
Second question is, given that there is some amount of drag, do you think, at what stage will spares be upwards of a certain percentage, which will be more helpful to the current construct of margins? Margins have been reasonably okay. So,
we have always been saying that our spares and service combined is about 15%, and we remain there. Unlike companies which have a significant amount of sales coming out of imports and they have to sell the base equipment at a lower margin and then they make more of the spare, in Kirloskar Pneumatics we have kept the standard pricing in such a way that there is no big difference in margin. Yes, overall compression segment margin is higher than the overall company margin, but beyond that I think we have by and large been around the same. 15% spares and service. Service makes a little low margin, spares makes a little high, but the combined 15% makes the same margin as the compression segment.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Yeah, that's all, sir. Thank you so much for answering.
Thank you. We take that as the last question. And now, I would like to hand the conference to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah. So to all of you, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. I know there has been a level of disappointment at the numbers for the first two quarters. We hope that we would all be in a happier state of mind when we come and speak in Q3. Things overall look good and I think we should get there. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.